Foreword by Art Berman. When something sounds too good to be true, it probably is. This is particularly true about shale gas. Shale gas is a commercial failure. That is not what the exploration and production companies that produce the gas, or the mainstream media and sell-side brokerage companies that help promote the plays, tell the public. Over the past 5 years, I have evaluated, published, and spoken about shale gas plays. I'm a petroleum geologist, and I make my living evaluating prospects and plays based on fundamental geology and economics. Shale gas does not pass the test. I've written about a phenomenon that I call magical thinking. Magical thinking focuses on gas production volumes, but does not consider cost. This is its catechism. Because the volume of shale gas production is great, it must therefore be a commercial success. Companies would not be producing shale gas if there were no profits, is the assumption. We have lived through a similar situation with real estate. Companies like Merrill Lynch, Bear Stearns, and Lehman Brothers would not have been involved in real estate investments that were not profitable. Those companies no longer exist. So much for magical thinking. Bill Powers has written a fact-based book on the natural gas industry. Cold, Hungry, and in the Dark gives a detailed account of both the truth and fantasy that surround the shale gas industry and provides a realistic estimate of future gas supply. He makes a clear case that shale gas will never live up to expectations. This important book could not have come at a better time. Domestic natural gas exploration and production companies have a long history of promising much and delivering less. Their approach has been, trust us, but their performance says that we should not. The shale gas revolution is the most recent chapter in an epic of misrepresentation and disappointment. Improvements in existing technologies such as horizontal drilling and hydraulic fracturing have played an important part in unlocking substantial supplies of shale gas. The shale players and their advocates emphasize the great volumes of natural gas that have been produced, but rarely talk about cost or the sustainability of supply. A casual investigation of balance sheets and public filings reveals that companies that focus on shale gas ventures rarely have any retained earnings or shareholder value. The flight from gas-weighted enterprises to more liquids-rich plays by shale players in recent years proves that shale gas does not make commercial sense. The emphasis on shale gas and oil plays does not indicate any great new opportunity. Rather, it reflects that more commercially attractive ventures have been exhausted. Shale plays are not a revolution, but rather a retirement party, as the world exhausts its oil and gas resources. Cold, Hungry, and in the Dark explains many of these limits and limitations in straightforward, non-technical language. Despite the increase in shale gas production, offshore and conventional gas still account for most U.S. production, and these are in decline. By reviewing production trends from five of the largest gas-producing states, as well as the Gulf of Mexico, America's gas production capacity becomes clear. Unlike the technically recoverable shale gas resource estimates so often mentioned in the mainstream press, Bill's book examines each of the major shale plays and uses production history and well-cited sources to make realistic estimates of future shale gas production. More importantly, readers are taken beyond the numbers to a fact-based examination of the geological reasons behind this reality. Government agencies and financial sector analysts have consistently gotten energy wrong and continue to forecast unrealistic future supply and prices for natural gas. This should not be a surprise, since few of these people have ever worked a day in the oil and gas industry. I'm in my 35th year as an industry professional and do not pretend to know the right answer about the future of energy and natural gas. I am certain, however, that the capital costs and the enormous number of wells required to maintain present oil and gas supply cannot be sustained, except at much higher prices. The tolerance of the public for the environmental impact of so much drilling presents another major uncertainty. Cold, Hungry, and in the Dark provides a critical evaluation of a future in which America moves to higher gas prices and less supply. It examines and explodes many popular misconceptions about natural gas including why its export in meaningful volumes is unlikely, and why its widespread use as a transport fuel is a fantasy that ignores the decades required for such massive equipment change and its hidden infrastructure costs. Bill Powers takes a brave stand in this book to expose the truth about the shale promoters who gamble with America's future to promote their own. Arthur E. Berman.